It just seemed like you guys just started clicking there. Once the first drive goes, you get your foot on the throat, and they just never got back into it.
Yeah, we executed pretty well all night and played with a lot of energy on offense, which was great. The defense got us some turnovers, got us some great field position, and we took advantage of it.
You guys looked like the team that we saw the first 6 weeks much more than the team we saw the last four. Was there something in particular you can put your finger on?
Well, you know, we pretty much played it turnover free. You know, I threw the one interception, you know, I wish I had back. But, you know, I think we threw for probably 230, 240, and we ran for 135, so we stayed balanced. And we were successful on first and second down. We weren't all that great on third down, but it seemed like we did most of our work on first and second down, which we had kind of talked about all week. So went out and executed the game plan pretty well.
Was Coach Marshall showboating a little bit there, because those passes look pretty good? Was he just
I told him on the hand? one on the sideline, man, he's trying to make me look bad catching it with one hand like that. But he had a great game, had a couple really good catches, and thought we got a nice production on the pass game.
The coach got a little emotional after the one series. We went away.
Well, it was frustrating, you know, to get down there for the second time and, you know, to have some mishaps and, you know, just, you know, pretty much dumb penalties. So, you know, that's kind of been our Achilles heel, you know, penalties and red zone offense. So we still got a lot of work to do, but certainly not going to take anything away from the win.
How do you feed off those that emotion from him?
Well, it's great to have a coach like that, you know, emotional. And we got a lot of emotional guys on our offense, you know. So I think guys appreciate it, and I think they thrive off of it.
What were you guys up front doing better today than maybe had in a couple weeks?
The guys up front?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they played great. They stayed tight, you know, the whole game and didn't allow penetration in the run game and allowed our running backs to get into the second level, which we had talked about all week. We wanted to make their secondary tackle us, and running backs ran hard. And in the pass game, we knew we had to handle the blitz. That was, you know, kind of the Giants' MO, and they did a great job picking it up, giving me enough time, and the receivers got open in a timely fashion.
They got you the first play of the game. Were they able to adjust?
Well, I don't think it was necessarily that. I think, you know, that was maybe a little bit longer of a play and something, a little new wrinkle that we had thrown in, and we were trying to hit them on one down the field, but certainly didn't turn out like we wanted to. So, but for the most part, they played great.
Physically, you feel pretty good out there.
I feel probably about as good as everybody else does. You know, it's second half of the season and past Thanksgiving now, and nobody really feels good. So it's just a grind every week to try to get as healthy as you can and do it again.
You are going to get a few extra days after winning this game.
It'll be great. Yeah, it'll be great for everybody in the locker room, I'm sure, to get an extra couple of days of cold tub and you know, relaxation for the body.
Kyle, the key tonight seemed to be that you guys wanted to return to the physical bruising stuff. I mean, he had 3.5 yards of carry, but the key was he had 40 carries.
Yeah, we wanted to run the football, no question about it. We didn't want to sit here and throw the ball 50 times and let him, you know, get past, you know, blitz happy and throw all these exotic stuff that, you know, things on us on a short week. So, especially when you only have 2 days for prayer, if you can run the ball 40 times and stay in phase, it's a great help.
Do we see a bit of a breakout game from Noshon? Obviously, he didn't have a career high, but he had two.
Boy, he ran hard. He had a couple of the best. He had a couple of the best runs that I've seen him have, and he really ran hard and had two hands on that football the entire game, which was great to see. And he played a great game.
Kyle, with a short week, how much of what you did tonight was a fundamental shift, or just better execution on your behalf?
Well, I think it was just execution, you know, and you know, I give them credit. They're a good football team. They're a good defensive team. They have been for years. But we came out, and the receivers, you know, stepped up to the challenge. We knew we were going to get a lot of press man-to-man coverage and made some plays down the field and closed the game out when we needed to.
And of course, it's got to be nice taking short breaks, seeing the defense on your side go three and out, forcing so many three and outs in that first half, getting you back on the field to operate quickly.
Yeah, man, they just gave us field position all day, and you know, their offense obviously wasn't able to do a whole lot in the first half, which kept their defense on the field, and we love it. You know, when we can run the ball and we feel like we're a great second-half team and we can keep their defense on the field and kind of wear them out.
Kyle, momentum-wise, how big was this for you after what you guys had gone through to get back to the way you played at the start of the season?
Well, we've talked about the whole year playing our best football, you know, from Thanksgiving on, and we got to win a lot of games past Thanksgiving. So this is the first step on it. We're 1-0 and hope to get to 2-0 next week.
You look like you did those first couple games, and you could see the team kind of gain focus, couldn't you, as the game went along?
Well, I just thought we played with great energy, which was you know, great to see, and you know, stayed together, stayed as a unit, and you know, just executed in the critical situations.
Back to work tomorrow, or a couple days off to enjoy this
treatment tomorrow?
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Yep. Kyle, Jim Miller.